C1AP. Number 8B.
So, can you somehow sense what the Revelator is going to show right in this chapter 11 then? That he can see that the Bible and the textbook are dead as a dodo until we go over the 3.5. That as long as we take the Bible and the textbook as a medicine in order to demonstrate what we feel has to be demonstrated and should be demonstrated and how it should be demonstrated, when it should be demonstrated, through which channel it should be demonstrated, in which form it has to be demonstrated, then the Bible and the textbook are actually dead as a dodo. And people call that living Christian Science. I live Christian Science. Because they take it into their lives and try to use the divine principle for the solving of their problem. That's not life, that's death. Those two witnesses are then dead as a dodo. They only come to life when the Spirit of God moves into them. Only when we change from the 3.5 to the next 3.5. Namely, when the Spirit of God tells what principle wants to do with us. This has been the great attitude of the great prophets, like Samuel and so on, that they would say, "Well, Lord, you speak, thy servant heareth." They didn't say, "Look here, Lord, thy servant tells you what to put straight in my life, and now go and do it quickly and properly." It is the crux, really, of everybody's life at this point. Can a Christian Scientist say to his whole life, can he say, "I don't care about anything about my human life. All I care is that I let the divine principle do with me what the divine principle has in store for me. To let the divine principle live me for that purpose which the divine principle has set out to use me. Am I willing to give up everything? Can I really, like the rich young man, say, I go and sell everything, then I can enter into the kingdom of heaven?" Is there everything within us that is willing really to say, "I have nothing humanly material in this world. I don't want to have it. All I want to see is the grandeur and the beauty when principle uses me. Then principle is life. Then I'm living Christian Science." I'm not living Christian Science if I behave properly according to the standard of the country and of the culture at the present moment, which is different every 10 years. If I smile at everybody and I'm gentle with everybody and write nice letters to everybody and I phone to everybody and I please everybody and tell how wonderful everybody is, this is nonsense. This is absolute nonsense. That has nothing to do with science. With science, it has to do with the second 3.5, where we begin to realize that we are too small and too little and too limited to know anything about the bigness and grandeur that being has in store for us. And therefore our life will never be big. It will always be small and limited and little. It will never have an impact on the world. We only can have an impact on being and on the world, a spiritual impact on the world and on our true individuality, if we let go everything humanly and materially and just sit there and say to God, "Use me. If you send me to Timbuktu, I go. It's not nice humanly, it's too hot there, there are only camels and donkeys there. It's not really the best place to go, but I go if you send me. And in that way, he begins to use us. That readiness is there. Then the bigness of life can come into our lives. And then really it can bring out the form of truth. Then, only then, only then, and I can see it, and I have witnesses over 40 years, and only then can we be used to enlarge, to unfold the signs of being. Otherwise we can't. That divine principle only speaks through a mentality that has let go of the material sense of life. Then truth can come in and can use such mentality to reveal itself more and more and more and more. And actually what we need is that with the succeeding generations, the idea of the science of Christian Science is evolving and is evolving and is evolving. And no one can do that without that attitude. No one can do that, no matter how much they study, no matter how good they are morally, ethically, no matter how gentle and Christian they are. Christian in quotes, they are. I didn't say Christians, I say Christians, they are. They can't do it. They will not be able to unfold that science. And I know what I'm talking. You may think I'm young and a little boy from Switzerland who is anyway not an American, but I tell you it's true. It's absolutely true. And I have seen it in every instance. So take revelation as what it is. It is showing us the way what has to come hereafter. And we can't easily mistake it. See, John Dolly would say in this way, he said, well, mind, spirit, soul are synonymous terms for God which show how thought reaches divine principle, life, truth, and love. They give, reaches, not go out from them, huh? They give you a sense of improving mortality or better health, better homes, better business. Isn't that what most Christian Scientists want to demonstrate? But that's the 3.5. And that's what the Christian Science movement was propagating. Christian Science movement is not propagating that you should lay down your mortal sense of being. It says, no, you should have better homes, better health, better relationship, better friends, better. Did Jesus have better friends? He had only enemies. Did he do something for the world? Yeah. Still after 2,000 years, we have not quite got hold of what he has brought into this world. We are still struggling to get hold of it. Think of the impact that man had. He had not a better home. I guess he had no home. He had not a better life. He had a miserable life, humanly. A miserable life. He had a short life, only a few years. He had nothing what the world has. But think of the scientific, spiritual impact he brought. Well, you can say, well, that was his mission, but we naturally, that's not our job. Huh? Yeah? But do we realize what really our mission should be? Our mission should not be to say, I have a better body, a better life, a longer life than the other one, a better home and a better business and a better this and a better that. Where is humanity? Humanity comes from a long, long development. Right from thousands and millions of years ago. and is at the point of transformation, at this very point, out of a human sense of being into a spiritual sense of being, and not to a better human sense of being. Whoever goes along to get the better sense of human existence is off the track for the divine idea. He can do that, he can demonstrate that, just as a medical man can demonstrate the better health through medicine, and the surgeon can demonstrate longer life through a surgery, and so on. A metaphysician can that too. That's no big job. That's not a big deal. The big deal is, can we mutate out of that mortal sense of existence into a spiritual sense of existence that really Jesus introduced? That's the point. Are we going to be the instrument for that, the tool for that, or not? Or are we going on to be that tiny, little, insignificant, little body walking around on this earth, striving to have a little bit the better health, a little bit the better home, a little bit the better business, and a little bit better this, and a little bit the better that of the old stuff, in order to transform completely our outlook and say, does God know about our body, about our business, about our family, about our nation, about our government, about this and about that? Does God know anything about it? He certainly doesn't. We can be quite sure that principle doesn't know anything about that. Therefore, the question, do we want to demonstrate something that God knows, or do we want to demonstrate something that the little tiny human knows? That's the proposition. That's the 3.5. So, this is the proposition here, and now I just run quickly through the 11th chapter. And with the 3.5, the symbolism is very simple. In a way, also we could see that what this chapter on the 3.5 will show is really that we come out of the belief, out of faith, and really begin to understand what this divine principle, what this little book, what divine science wants to teach us. So, Revelation says, and there was given to me a reed like unto a rod, a measuring reed, a measuring instrument. The moment you can see a measuring instrument, you know it has to do with science. Science measures everything. And it's interesting to see we have in Revelation 2 occasions of measuring. This is the first one, to measure, and the angel says, go and measure. And he said, measure the temple of God. The second time, way back then in Revelation, he says, go and measure the holy city, in which there is no temple therein. So we will have to watch those two measurings. The one is the measuring of the temple. Further down then, the road will be the measuring of the city. Measuring means to understand, But what is without the temple, measure not. So he said, don't measure evil. Don't evaluate evil. What you have to measure is only the temple, but that which is without the temple, measure not. Because it's absolutely futile to try to measure that which is unlike the divine, because it has no identity, so you can't measure it. The Gentile shall tread the holy city underfoot 42 months. You have the first 3.5. It says the Gentiles. Who are the Gentiles? The Gentiles were always those who did not want to understand God. So those who don't have an understanding of God tread down that holy city 42 months, 3.5, with only a sense of mind, spirit, soul, and a little bit of a sense that we are going to use that to demonstrate it, is the Gentiles. They tread down the real meaning of the holy city. They haven't touched science yet. They tread it down. And it goes on and says, I will give power to my two witnesses. Now we come to the two witnesses. Who are the two witnesses? Well, Mrs. Eddy calls the two witnesses in miscellany and says it is Christ Jesus, and the other is Christian Science. Now, watch that. Huh? Mrs. Eddy says in miscellany it is the two witnesses are Christ Jesus. That's a person. That's a person. A very good person. A very good, improved person. And the other one is Christian Science. Christian Science is not a person. It's a science of the Christ idea. So let's watch those two. They will come up again and again. They shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. Darkened, huh? Obscure again. Nobody understands them. Says, these are the two witnesses. Jesus hasn't been understood. Christian Science will not be, is not understood. They are talking 3.5 days clothed in sackcloth. The textbook and the Bible are obscure to those who do not go further than their metaphysics of the 3.5. They cannot go to the science of it. These are the two olive trees. Now, here is wonderful how you can see that the Revelator, so many times, he could teach in symbols that are dimensional, that he would have for one idea, that he would have 2, 3, or more symbols. First he had the two witnesses, then he said those two witnesses are 2 olive trees. See, 2 olive trees, which is interpreted Bible and science and health. Bible, the Jesus mission, and science and health, the Christian Science mission. And they are, now comes the third symbol for the two witnesses, and they are 2 candlesticks. Said, I can symbolize, now this is terrific, I can symbolize those two witnesses, Jesus and Christian Science, those 2 olive trees, the Bible and science and health. I can symbolize them through another symbol, namely through the symbol of the synonymous term. They are life and truth. The Bible, Jesus, is symbolized by life, by the synonymous term life. He was the exponent of the 5,000-year period, bringing the sense of life eternal. And Christian Science is the message of truth. So the synonymous term is life and truth here, as the two witnesses. So, goes on and says, if any man hurt them, they shall be killed. They are killed. If we do not understand the Bible and science and health in their true message, and if we believe in them through the 3.5, it kills us. It doesn't give us life. It wipes us right off again. It doesn't do much to us. And the beast shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and shall make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. See the beast, that mass thinking, that cannot think in terms of science. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city called Sodom and Egypt. Again, the great city. We will encounter the great city in 3 different dimensions. First here, the great city is Sodom and Egypt. Later on, the great city is Babylon. Later on, the great city is the New Jerusalem. So you can see, according to the altitude and to the problem that is stated, you have the same symbol, a city, but interpreted differently. And the people shall rejoice over them. They are happy that they can kill them. Because these two prophets tormented them that dwelt on the earth. The Bible and the textbook torments the people. Think of the Bible, how that has tormented since ever the people. Everywhere is that tormenting of the people through religious beliefs and through religious aspects and misconception and so on. It hasn't really give freedom to the multitudes up to now. because they are in the 3.5. They haven't understood the principle behind it. So until one understands that principle behind it, it doesn't really do a lot of good. And after 3.5 days, out comes the point of no return, so to say. But after the 3.5 day, the spirit of life of God entered into them. Can you see? Now it's from the point of view of God that you begin to look at being and at the world. From that spirit of life from God entered them, and they stood up on their feet. They were resurrected. Now suddenly they came to life. What we said, life is only then possible when it is built on mind, spirit, soul principle. Only that is life which flows out from principle. And we'll see later on again, this is such a false concept that people say, does he live Christian Science? Doesn't he live Christian Science? And how do they measure these people if they live Christian Science? They measure it according to the old paradigm, to an old stinky paradigm, of an old stinky moral, of a hypocritical moral, and of a hypocritical ethic, and of a limited outlook that is so narrow that they cannot not see any further than their nose and their little family. That's all. Gosh, we must see that there is a turn there. That Christian Science says, from the infinite one comes one principle, and not people. And with this principle comes the infinite idea, and not people's concept of God and man. Is that clear? Well, I told you it will be a shock, what Revelation said. But it's a good shock. It really, really, Revelation says, if you don't see this, well, there is no hope for you. You're just gone in your old way of living. So only then, you see, they stood up on their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. Yeah, that's why they hate us. That's why they persecute us. That's why they misrepresent us. That's it. And we'll see in the 12th chapter how Mrs. Eddy makes quite a point out of that. And they ascended up to heaven. Gosh, they didn't come down to earth. They didn't say, I'm going to improve this and improve that and improve this and improve that, and it will be soft for you and you will have a rosy posse. They now leave the earth, go up to heaven. Like the fifth day of creation of life, you have to lift yourself above the mortal sense of things into a wide horizon of the heaven. So up to the realization that there is only life, truth, and love at work. And the same hour was there a great earthquake. It's always an earthquake that comes afterwards. And the 10th part of the city fell, and 7,000 men were slain. See? The wrong sense of manhood is slain. That's why people don't like Christian Science. That's why Christian scientists don't like Christian Science. They don't like it. Because they are slain by it. They know they are slain by it. Because they know they have to give up their old paradigm. They have to have new aims. They have to have new views. They have to have a new horizon. They have to have a new earth and a new heaven. And they don't like to give up the old one. They don't like it. They like their home. They like their family. They like their friends. Therefore, they can't get away from them. Have you seen and heard how many are not following us because they would lose their friends? Isn't it right? Huh? Everyone who has been in a church knows that. Yeah. So they don't go along with it because they can't lose their friends. They can't lose their church. What is their church? It's the center of their social activity. Huh? There they can show the new hat and the new dress and can smile. Huh? And can say nice things. Huh? And can have tea parties. Huh? Do you see, they hate Christian Science. They hate that from the Infinite One comes only one principle, and with this principle don't come people, but infinite ideas. And so this is what they saw here. They saw the moment you resurrect yourself above the 3.5, go out from the divine principle, from the Spirit of God, and demonstrate life, the life of principle, not the life of man, and demonstrate the truth of principle and not the truth of man, and demonstrate the love of principle and not the love of man, then you are in for trouble. You are slain. And the remnant were frightened. It seems that there are some people in the Christian Science movement, they are frightened of me, especially of the prospect what I'm going to do and what the students are going to do with this idea. They get a little bit frightened. They are frightened to think that there is a science about it. And the remnant were affrighted and gave glory to the God of heaven. And that ends that 11th chapter. Isn't it a terrific chapter? Now, Mrs. Eddy didn't have to interpret that chapter, because Mrs. Eddy has presented up to the 16th chapter in the textbook all about understanding. Her great trumpet theme right through the textbook is understand, 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 and showed the way out of belief into faith and out of faith into understanding. So she could really rely that part from chapter 1 to 15 has given an understanding, has shown that understanding is necessary, and therefore she didn't need to interpret that. She just had to show in the 10th chapter of Revelation that the book is open for all to read and understand. For all to read and understand. It's there. So whoever wants to have it can have it. So she didn't have to interpret this chapter.